In times of budget constraints and government cutbacks, it's troubling to hear of federal funding being squandered by the city and county of Honolulu, but that's how the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development is characterizing the city's handling of funds intended for affordable housing and neighborhood revitalization. Civil Beat reporter Anita Hofschneider has the story in today's Reality Check. Good morning, Anita. Troubling to hear of empty space, for one thing, in an area where space is at such a premium, but what happened here?
Well, what happened was that the federal government conducted a monitoring report of one particular grant called the Community Development Block Grant Program.
Mm-hmm.
And what they found was that the city and county wasted $10 million on vacant projects, essentially.
And facilities that stayed vacant for years, according to your story.
Yes, in some cases, there were facilities that were empty for 4 years or even longer. And in one instance, when federal inspectors showed up to look at a property, the building was empty and overgrown.
Well, you know, given that, is the city going to have to give money back? Who has oversight over all this?
The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development has oversight over this. And what they've done is they've identified four projects that the city needs to put back into production by March, or they're going to have to pay back some of that money. And so in one instance, the city has decided to go ahead and give back thousands of dollars, tens of thousands of dollars, for one project that they're just planning to tear down. But in three other instances, there's a lot more money involved, and the city's trying to find ways to lease that property by March.
Anita, these are buildings that are owned by the city. What was the intention? Let me put it that way.
The intentions vary because the grant can be used for a lot of different things. But in one instance, a project was supposed to be used for an adult daycare program. In another instance, we're talking about commercial space in Chinatown, the Chinatown Gateway Plaza.
Mm-hmm.
And this HUD found that most of that commercial space was sitting empty. And so in that case, they were supposed to be using that project to revitalize Chinatown, which is a lower moderate income community.
These are areas in which we've certainly heard government make a great many promises. We're going to use community development block grants to revitalize neighborhoods and things like that. You would think that a lot of energy would be expended to make these things happen.
And yes, and that's not the only problem. The city also needs to pay back more than $8,000 for administrative costs. They used the grant money for administrative costs that didn't actually qualify. And so there's a lot of changes that need to be made in order to ensure that the city won't be on the hook for millions.
Well, it'll be interesting to see where this story plays out, Anita. Thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you for having me.
That was Civil Beat reporter Anita Hofschneider with today's Reality Check.